Masachet Seite Parakas Mishnah Ches. Eid Echad Omer Re'iti Es Ahari. Ve'ed Echad Omer Lo Re'ita. Isha Omeres Re'iti Ve'isha Omeres Lo Re'ita. Hayu Orf. Now, the Pasuk says, Ki Mate Cholo Ba'adama Asher Hashem Elokecha Neitzen Lecholo Rishta Noifo Ba'sode Lo Yinoida Mihiko. Pasuk says that when do we do the parish of Egla Rufa? That's only if we do not know who killed him. But if there is even one person who knows who killed them, who saw the murderer, then we do not do the parsha of Eglat Rufa. Now, if somebody said they saw the murderer, even if that person is not kosher le'edus, even if it is only one aid, we believe that person and we do not do the parsha of Eglat Rufa. Now, if one aid says, I saw the murderer, and another aid says, you didn't see it at the time that you claimed that you saw the murderer, I was with you, we didn't see any murder at all. Or, a woman says, I saw the murderer, and another woman says, I was with you at that time, you did not see the murderer at all. In such a case, they do the Eglah Arufa, even though one aide said that he saw the murderer, since the other aide comes with him to Bethin and denies the aidus of the first aide, it is as if we have no aidus here at all, and we do the parsha of Eglah Arufa. Now, that's only if they come to Bethin at the same time. But if the first aide comes to Bethin first and says he saw the murderer, and Bethin is makabel that aidus, that aide has a din like two aidim, since the Torah gave the money to one aide over here. So if one aide would come afterwards and contradict that aidus of the first aid, that second aid would not be believed, since the Torah gave the money to the first aid like two aidim. We need another two aidim to contradict that aidus, and we would not do the Eglah Rufa in that case. Eid echad oimer re'iti, usnayim oimer lo re'ita, hayu orf. If one aid says, I saw the murderer, and two aidim then come and say to Bezdin that the first aid was lying, he never saw the murder at all, they would do the parts of Eglah Rufa. Of course, two Adam are believed over one aid. Snayim Aimrim Ra'inu Vechad Aimr Lahem Lo Re'item Lo Hayu Orphan. If two Adam come to Bethlehem and say, we saw the murderer, and then one aid says, you guys did not see the murderer at all, we do not do the Eglah Rufa, as two Adam are always believed over an aid Echad. Now, even though in every case two Adam are believed over one aid, why did the Mishnah have to say that over here? The answer is that the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush, even though the two Adam are Psule Adas, they are not normally kosher le'edus, but in this case, by the part of Eglah Rufa, we believe even people that are not kosher le'edus, so even in this case, where the people are not kosher le'edus, we go bust a robe, meaning the two Adam are believed over one aid, even though they are psu le'edus. When murder became very prevalent, they no longer did the Eglah Rufa. And the reason is, the Pasuk says, Lo noda mihu ko, it is not known who killed the person. And when murder is very common, most likely there is somebody who knows who killed the victim, and therefore we do not do the Eglah Rufa. Mishaba alada ben dinayu tchina ben prisha hayanikra chazru lekreisei ben arasa. When did they stop doing the Eglah Rufa? When alada ben dinayu came to Eretz Yisrael, he was called tchina ben prisha. When he started becoming very violent, they started calling him ben harasa. Misharabu Hamanathim Pasku Hamayim Hamar. When Znus became very frequent, they no longer gave Nashim that were Nister Tachat Balayim the Mayim Hamar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zaka Hisik. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zaka was the one who stopped giving Nashim Mayim Hamar. Shenemar, he darshan the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lo Efkoid Abunoisechem ki Tiznena Vakalisechem ki Tina Afna ki Haim Imadoni Tiparid. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was saying that I will not punish your daughters that are Mizana and your daughter-in-laws that are promiscuous, because the husbands also go with Zonas, and since the husbands go with Zonas, the mind doesn't do anything to the wives. As the Pasuk says, V'nika ha'ish me'avon, only where the ish is pure from sin is the mayim bodek the nashim. So here, where the men were also going with Zonas, the mind doesn't do anything to the nashim. Mishamez Yosef ben Yoezer ish tereda b'Yosef ben Yochanan ish Yerushalayim batlu ha'shkulis shenemarein eshkol lecho bikura. When Yosef ben Yoezer Yitzreda and Yosef ben Yochanan Ish Yerushalayim died, they no longer had people of Eshkolos. Eshkolos stands for Isha Kolbo, people who have pure Torah without any blemish. As until they died, there was no Machloksim v'Yisrael. The Torah was given over just like it was given over in Sinai. And after Yosef ben Yoezer and Yosef ben Yochanan died, they started having Machloksim. And the Pasuk says, in Eshkol Lecho Bikura is Sanashi. And this Pasuk is referring to a Tzadik. They don't have a Tzadik as Eshkol. It's translated by the Targum as Gaber Debe Uvdin Tovim, an east that has mice and tovim. So we see from this passage that Eshkol sometimes refers to a site. So here also, they called Yosef ben Yoaz and Yosef ben Yochanan Anshei HaEshkolis.